Well, it's time to talk all things technology with Australia's leading technology writer. He's from techguide.com.au, Stephen Fenwick. Mate, good to have you back.
Great to be back. How are you, Steve?
Oh, I'm very, very well, mate. Trying to get used to these new glasses that they've got me wearing, but other than that, I'm okay.
All good. It's all clear now.
Well, it is very close to me, so I might have a problem with a Hisense 100-inch laser TV.
Well, you won't have. It's a big television. The laser TV, this is. This is it's what they call a short-throw projector. So this is a unit that sits 30 centimetres from the wall and beams up a 100-inch image.
Wow.
So it uses a specially created screen that's installed on the wall, and then the Hisense laser TV then shoots up that picture, and 4K HDR looks remarkable. So it also includes, though, which is a great bonus on top of it, is that there are speakers built in, and there's a separate subwoofer. It's got a TV tuner built in. You can access Netflix. So it's like having a regular television, just on a grander scale. And if you were to, you know, I'll tell you the price now. This is $19,999.
Yeah.
But if you were to buy a 100-inch television, an LED, whatever, an OLED TV, you're looking at five times this price.
Exactly, yeah.
So for someone who wants this big screen solution, even if you want to go down the route of a regular projector, a decent 4K projector will probably set you back up to $10,000.
Mm.
But that doesn't come with speakers. It doesn't come with a TV tuner. So you're up for all this other money. So this is an all-in-one solution that can be installed where you would regularly put your television, because the unit sits on a little, on the area entertainment unit, and it shoots up the signal from 30 centimetres away up onto this screen.
Picture quality, how does it compare to a regular projector?
Yeah, I've got a dedicated theatre room in my house with a 4K Sony HDR projector, and that is amazing quality. This is not far off it.
Okay.
This is a really respectable image in terms of clarity, natural colour, or even motion when you're watching sport and high-speed action. It looks terrific. So for anyone who's got the budget to want to buy a 100-inch TV, this is well worth consideration, because it ticks all the boxes of what you need, including the TV tuner. The sound on it is amazing as well. And all of those other features are all in one, and it comes with a white glove service too. So you drop $20,000 to buy this product, someone's going to come around, deliver it and install it and calibrate it to make sure it's working perfectly.
What about viewing angles and the like on projectors?
Well, projector viewing angles are brilliant, because it's a projected image. It's not like you've got to look sideways at a different filter and different pixels. You're looking at a projected image, so the viewing angle, even from the side, is amazing.
Okay. All right. 100 inches for $20,000. Smartphone sales have slumped.
Yeah, they have. Well, there's several reasons behind it, and there was some information, some research released today about this that said that we're hanging on to our phones longer. The average cycle for a phone, so the replacement cycle is getting longer, especially for iPhone users. iPhone users, they find that it's really easy to upgrade to the latest operating system, even on older handsets.
Yep.
So like the example is now that iOS 13 just came out the other day, and if you've got an iPhone 6S, which is a four-year-old phone, you can still run the latest software on it. So people, you know, that and as combination of the high prices for a new device, that's what's keeping people, making people hang on to their phones a little bit longer rather than buying a new one. The other thing that people are holding off for is 5G. So this year in particular, people that are looking to buy a phone this year, they know they're going to hold onto it for maybe 2 to 3 to 4 years.
Mm.
So they don't want to be stuck with a phone that's not 5G, that's not future-proof, and that they also don't want to affect its resale value.
And I guess the other thing, too, is that when mobile phone plans first started to arrive, they were 12 months. Now they're generally 24 months, which adds...
You can get 3 years now. So you can get plans now that are now, like Vodafone and Telstra, and all, they all do it now, where you pay your plan month to month, but pay your phone off over 3 years. They're separate now.
Yeah,
so
right.
So you're not locked into a contract. You're locked into a payment plan for your phone, but in terms of your actual cellular plan contract, doesn't exist. It's a month-to-month proposition now.
Yeah, right.
So you're not locked into any time with the plan. You're locked into paying off the phone.
Yeah.
So you can do it over 3 years.
But again, it's extending the life cycle of the phone.
Yeah. iPhone replacement cycles have gone up. They're 25% longer than Android. So normally, the average of iPhone replacement cycle has increased by 30% to 3.2 years, whereas an Android replacement cycle has only increased by 11% to 2.6 years.
Okay.
So these are the times between us buying a new phone, from the new phone to replacing it. These are those time periods.
Mate, I reckon this next thing is an absolutely brilliant idea. Cameras designed to catch drivers using their mobile phones illegally. I know a lot of people are whinging about this, but I think the more people we catch, the better.
Absolutely right. I'm with you on this one. I think any person who's driving and holding their phone, trying to text, you're risking your own life and the lives of others. And you deserve to be heavily fined.
Mm-hmm.
These cameras are going to do for mobile phone use what random breath testing did for drink driving. They're going to change people's behaviour. That's the goal of the New South Wales government, which, by the way, the first state in the world to adopt this technology. So this is the first place in the world where these type of cameras are going to be deployed. There's going to be 45 high-definition cameras across the state, and they're using some pretty high-tech gear. So not only high-def, but also they've used a special algorithm and artificial intelligence to recognize within the image someone holding a phone, because there's no person looking through 2 million photos a day.
Yeah.
They do have this algorithm, and the ones that it spits out that to show people that are holding their phones, then a human inspects those images, and then the fine is then issued.
The thing that I got about this was I heard the New South Wales Transport Minister, Andrew Constance, say that where these things are going to be hidden, you're not going to know where they are.
That's right. People are
complaining that they want a warning. Well, here's the thing. Don't use your mobile phone, you won't get caught.
Exactly right. Well, it's just like random breath testing. They don't tell you where the random breath testing is, do they?
No, exactly.
That's the whole idea of it. So in this situation, it's the same deal. So what they're going to do, some red light cameras and speed cameras all have a little sign to say red light camera ahead.
Yep.
These won't have anything like that.
Mm.
So you have to be not using your phone in the car. No, don't touch your phone. Put it in a cradle, put it in a mount. That's the legal way to use it. But don't be holding it. Like, there are some pictures. Have a look at my story on Tech Guide. There's some alarming photos that the cameras caught during the testing phase. There's one in particular that is just disgraceful, where the driver has both hands texting on his phone and the passenger is holding the wheel.
Mm,
so imagine this goose saying, mate, just hold the wheel for me. I just need to send a quick text message.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's just alarming.
You know what? I know I'm going to get inundated with Facebook messages tonight. It's just revenue raising. Well, if you don't want them to raise revenue off you, don't break the law.
Yeah, well, apparently, though, that's not the case. In this instance, this goes back to road safety. They're going to pipe all this money into promoting road safety and road safety initiatives.
Excellent.
So it's kind of going to help everyone. Like, you know what? I've seen them going down the expressway 100 kilometres an hour, and so the idiot next to you, he's looking down at his phone.
Mm.
The 3 seconds he was looking down at his phone, his car's travelled 80 metres down the expressway.
Yeah.
It's just like they can kill themselves or someone else. Like, God forbid, you can't see, you can wait 5 minutes to send your text message. This is the behaviour that has to change.
Mm.
And you get caught, then you $345 fine, 5 demerit points, and you deserve every bit of it.
Absolutely. Steve, always good to talk to you, mate. We'll catch up again next week.
Look forward to it. Thanks a lot, mate.
Steve Fenwick from techguide.com.au, back with us next week on Australia by Night.